Injury-wise, really, it's Riley Cooper's the only one. He will not play in this game. Everybody else has an opportunity to play. I'd add Colt to that also. Colt will not play this week. So everybody else has an opportunity and will prep themselves like they're getting ready to play. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Cleveland Browns. Neither team, I think, when we played one another, showed a whole lot. So, and they've gotten themselves healthy. This morning, they're probably going to play. So, should be fully loaded and ready to go. We're expecting hostile crowds. It's going to happen in Cleveland. They're loud and they're aggressive. And again, we'll prep for all of that and get ourselves ready to play. Time's yours.
How do you prepare for a rookie quarterback who's going to make his first start, as well as a rookie running back who you have no film on from the preseason?
Well, the quarterback, we had a chance to play against. We know he's a very talented player. I had an opportunity to study him in college, and so I know the things he's capable of. And you got a taste of that when we played him, actually, the first play of the game. So, and then the running back, I think there's enough out there to know that this guy's he's a great football player and will be a great football player at this level.
Andy, why did you end up choosing Boykin over Hanson?
We just felt comfortable with him at that time. It's nothing against Jose. I mean, we have a lot of trust in Jose, like we do Boykin. Boykin is a bit younger and possibly a little bit more athletic right now in his career. I'm happy for Jose that he had an opportunity to hook on with the Raiders. He'll do a great job for Reggie and the crew out there.
Andy, heard you on the radio this morning talking about what Jeffrey Lurie had said about 8-8 not being good enough to keep your job. Can you kind of reiterate what your feelings on that?
Well, 8-8 itself isn't good enough, right? None of us are shooting for 8-8. Nobody in this building is shooting for 8-8, so I'm all in on that. Yeah. So that's how I feel, and I'm not worried about all that. Right now, my concerns go right towards the Cleveland Browns and making sure that we practice and get ourselves right so we can go play a good football game against a good football team.
Yeah, are you okay with the only four wide receivers dressing in on Sunday, Cooper being out?
I am, yes.
What is Michael Vick's mindset going into this game after not being able to show how far he's come along in the preseason?
Well, he didn't have a whole lot of snaps in the preseason, so that's what we're referring to, and I'm okay with that. I mean, that's what it is. Would I like to have had a few more with him? Absolutely. But that's what it is, and we go with it. He's got enough experience to where I expect him to go in and perform well. I think we've got a good base game plan in today, and we'll see how he does with it out there at practice.
Andy, how's Nate Allen? He seems to have had some on and off hamstring problems. Is he 100% right now, or do you do everything with him at practice?
Yeah, he'll do everything at practice. Nate feels good. He worked out on Monday, felt good. So, I think he's over that. As far as we can see, he's over it. He says he feels well.
In your experience, does the opener tell you very much about your team? You know, when you look at it a few months later, do you see things?
Well, yeah. I mean, you hear everything about openers that they're that game is the most over-exaggerated and all that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's the most important game that week for you, and that's all I care about. And I think if you take it one game at a time, one week at a time, one play at a time, all that's very important. And this is the most important game this week. And so we're going to get ourselves ready to play.
Can you talk about a guy like David Sims, like what you saw in him, and can he get up to speed to play on Sunday?
Well, we liked what we saw in David. He not only playing against him, but we also studied him. And we felt he would add to the depth of our safety position. He's cranking right now, trying to learn everything, and it's a cram course. But he's a smart kid, and he seems to be picking things up well. We'll just see. We'll see how it all works for him as this week goes on here.
Are you concerned at all in general about depth of that position if one of your starters gets hurt, then you're going to have a guy go in there that has either struggled at times or doesn't really know the defense yet?
I thought J.J. finished up the preseason well. He got a lot of snaps over the last couple of games. I thought he did a nice job with him. Kind of corrected his mistakes from the first game, and we've got trust that he can jump in and if something were to happen, jump in and play.
With Nate, do you feel he has the durability issues right now because of the hamstring that he had, because of the surgery that he came off last year? I mean, it seems like he's had a tough time just consistently staying.
Yeah, listen, that will be said by people until, not by us necessarily, but by people until he puts a string together. And so, he knows people are looking at him at that, and, you know, I understand the question. So, but I would tell you, I've got trust in him that he'll go out and play well.
You feel like he's a tough guy? I mean, he's kind of shown that already to you, or?
Well, I mean, he's not as tough as the Philadelphia media, you know how that goes. I mean, but he is playing in the National Football League in a tough position, and he knocks the heck out of people. So I don't know how you want to put it.
What have you seen this summer from Deshaun that makes you think his numbers might end up being better this year?
I miss that old deal.
What have you seen from Deshaun this summer that makes you think his numbers might be better this
Deshaun?
Year?
Well, he's put together a good training camp. I think he's in the right frame of mind, number one, and what they'll do is, this game, a lot of it's right upstairs. So I think his approach and study, all that stuff, all the study, everything that goes into it, working hard out on the practice field, timing with the quarterback, all those things are better than what they were last year.
Could you dress as many as six defensive ends on Sunday?
We could, yeah. I mean, we could do that. We'll have to see how that all works out.
Is five more realistic? Is five more realistic?
Five would probably be more realistic.
Andy, is Nick Foles, is he the backup this game?
Nick Foles is the backup, yes.
You usually play four defensive ends in your rotation. Most of the snaps are going to four. So, aside from Colin Babbitt, who right now?
I haven't made any of those decisions. So I mean, you can ask the question. I understand the question. So I haven't narrowed that down. I'm letting Babbitt get in and do his thing and make sure he's healthy, and we'll go from there.
Do you have Hunt, Graham, and Tapp kind of rotating at the second team?
Yeah, you'll see those guys. They'll be all in there. Yeah, everybody will get practice snaps there.
Andy, with the season starting tonight, it looks like replacement refs will be in there for the first week. How much pressure do you think these guys are going to be under, you know, actually now regular season games here?
Listen, I think they'll be under the gun. People are asking about them and watching them, and probably more than any officials have been watched in the past. The media is greater than the last time there was this situation, and so I'm sure they'll be under the camera's eye. They'll do their thing, and I think we're all making sure all of us, coaches, players, and they're part of the game, make sure we're all doing our job the best of their abilities.
I know the linebacker positions are kind of all interchangeable, but it sounds like Chaney is now playing strong side. Is that correct? And if so, why?
Well, the good thing about Chaney is he knows all three. So you get reps. That's right now what he needs. He needs to get in there and get reps. Doesn't matter if he's at Will or Sam. Let's get in and make sure that we have all the bases covered there and get yourself some snaps in, particularly with the time that he missed with the injury.
You mentioned that the Browns didn't show much and you didn't show much in the preseason game, but these are two organizations that have such deep links with Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur and so many people. Do you factor that into your game planning at all, that they know you and Marty really, really well? And
yeah, and I mean, you can go back and forth. Dick was here, and so there are a lot of things that are tied in. The bottom line is you got to go play. The playbook and knowing the play, you don't know when they're going to dial them up, right? I don't know when Pat's going to dial them up or Dick's going to. You know, they don't know when we're going to dial them up on our end. So it comes down to you call them, guys go execute, and everybody does their job as good as they possibly can do.
Do you have similar systems in any way?
Offensive? Yeah, they're both similar. Yeah. Both
in addition to Boykin, you have a number of rookies, Michael Kendricks, Damaris Johnson, who are going to be asked to contribute immediately on this team. What have they shown to prove to you that they're ready for the responsibilities?
Well, I tell you, they've built confidence and trust in us over the last bit that they've been here, so or we wouldn't have kept them on the football team. We would have gone a different direction, so I think that speaks as loud as you can speak about them being here. So, and they are going to contribute, and they've is there going to be a mistake here and there? They're young guys. Yeah, there's going to be a mistake here or there, but they're going to go 100 miles an hour doing it, and the majority of the time they're going to do the right thing and do it well, and then they'll continue to get better what time as the season goes on.
How about Fletcher Cox? What's the tape showing you on him, where he is with his development?
Fletcher's getting better every week. Every snap, and I would tell you that with all these guys, all the young guys that we kept, it looked like they were making progress. He didn't have the big step forward and then the, you know, one step forward, two steps back. He didn't have that. And there were positive steps going forward, little wrench here or there, but then they'd move forward, learn from it, and move forward. They weren't repeating the same thing over and over again.
Andy, this is one of...
Is starting?
Well, I mean, listen, we've got eight of them, so, right? Eight guys that you, or ten guys, whatever you, the number you gave me, that we feel comfortable starting, so I don't really care. I mean, whoever's in goes, and they're all going to play. We're going to try to get them all equal play time and let them go after it.
Andy, this is one of your youngest teams. Is that kind of the way that it's going to be league-wise in your mind, you know, a bunch of young teams and young players? And...
Yeah, well, I mean, I know at one point we were the youngest. That's okay. We've got a good blend of veteran players with some young guys, and we'll just see. You know, we'll see how it all works out. I can't tell you about the rest of the league. I mean, somebody's got to be the older, someone's got to be the younger, and we're the younger. That doesn't mean you can't go out and win football games. That's not what that meant.
Worried about the tackle?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
I've got trust in King, and he's been here a while. I know him. You know, he's played well in the preseason here, so and the opportunities that he had to play before, I thought were quality starts for him and opportunities for him when he came in, when either Jason went down or one of the other people went down. So I've got confidence in him.
And you've got a lot of
positive to take out of Michael not having played the last couple games.
Well, he's very healthy right now. He's coming in, and he feels good. He's throwing the ball well. You guys have been out here watching, and he's humming it, and you know, he feels good. So I would say that would be a positive.
I know it's tough, Andy, to gauge what you have until that first game. But just your feeling, having these guys for a whole offseason, what's your confidence level like with this group as a whole?
Well, listen, I like the energy they've got. That's a good foundation. Now you got to build on every week, every day. You got to keep that thing revving up and revving up and revving up. So, and you're going to have challenges in the National Football League. You have them during games. You're going to have them, you know, during weeks after games. So you've got to make sure that you know, how you handle that's very important. And, but I think they're wired right to do that.
Do you think this is a uncomfortable or difficult situation for Pat because he's got rookie QBs relying on, he's got a lot of injuries, and he has an ownership change here on the horizon?
I think some of the injury that he's getting guys back, which I think is important from his standpoint. I'm not sure how much he really focuses in on all the other stuff. I don't think that's how you go as a coach. You're so busy trying to get your team right and ready to go that you normally don't focus in on the other stuff.
Vic having not having a whole lot of preseason, are you concerned about the timing, just, you know, especially on that first series and what have you, to get out there and come
in? I'm not. You know, I expect him to go out and play well.
Andy, not much was shown in that game, but were you able to get a sense of his personnel at all?
Well, you have a good idea. I mean, the guys that didn't play haven't played in the preseason or played limited snaps in the preseason, you know, you probably don't have as good a feel on those guys as you would have if they would have been in there. But I still think, you know, you have an idea. Yeah, I mean, you have an idea of the guys for the most part. All right. Well,